When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get yourself your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, and all that in between. And you get a sprinkle of anime, because it'll be sprinkled in there with, of course,
Stray Kids,
our fellow weebs. We do have a lot of K-pop stuff to talk about, especially a lot of different artists that are involved with K-Con. Mm-hmm. As I'm saying this, I see a cat walking outside right behind Haley, but it's outside our house. And also, there's been a lot of K-pop idols gathering into one focal area in Korea. Do you know what might be happening there, Haley?
Bruno Mars.
Yes. We'll be talking about that. And also, along with KCON's lineup, we'll be talking about a few news things, newsworthy stuff for some of the participants that will be there. And, of course, ending with some BTS, Stray Kids, and a lot of other news in between. Let's get started, because we just did, or I and a couple other friends just did the KCON.
The Mnet pre-sale.
Well, at this point, yeah, they're not going to choose us anyways to to be part of the, what is that called, industry or whatever. But it's fine, because we're just saying how it is. Because, yeah, it was a little kind of messed up what happened.
It was, like, honestly really messy. I feel like we expected it to go really bad, but I feel like it went worse than we expected.
Well, especially one of our friends couldn't even, like, he used his code, got in, he got his ticket for day one GA, then, like, Apple Pay malfunctioned on the website, and he tried to get back in really quick, and it said that he had used his code.
But he didn't have a ticket, because the pay didn't go through.
So the payment didn't go through, but he couldn't even get back in because he, quote-unquote, had used the access code that they gave us for the pre-sales. So he was fucked. That's all I'm going to say. And I got day one. Our other friend got day two for GA. And apparently we're lucky as hell, because someone on, I don't know, Twitter or something, our friend sent this to us. But her and her daughter had tried to get in. They had the Mnet pre-sale thing. Got nothing. Went to AXS, who is in charge of the ticketing for KCON. It's not Ticketmaster, surprisingly. Like, it's Well, AXS is also bullshit in its own way,
yeah,
because of the site and how the shit worked. But the customer rep for AXS had said that there was only 100 per day
tickets for pre-sale.
Available for pre-sale. So I am sure that there was more than, how many days is it? 3, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure there was more than 300 people that purchased the pre-sale.
So the pre-sale was $55, and then you're given a code, one code, and you get only one ticket per person. You can't have multiple. So, like, Joko couldn't buy my ticket. I had to buy my own code, which I chose not to because I didn't want to risk it. And luckily, I didn't buy it because we know a lot of people that didn't even get tickets, and they spent $55
basically for nothing. If you're getting this and you're going with friends, your only option is GA, floor, because you will not get the same assigned seating area as your friend. There's like no way. It's like random.
Yeah, and then AXS, they don't, you can't choose seats at all. It's not like Ticketmaster.
Like, you can choose it it's weird. You can choose seats when it's resale, like later on after all this stuff happens. But the only way, like, it sorts you. Like, randomly, you just, like, pick what section you want.
And it gives you, quote-unquote, the best seats available.
And then it'll tell you where you're sitting before you check out. Like, you'll see your section number and your seat number and row. But it's not going to match any of your friends because it's just random. It just throws you wherever.
And it was like that last year as well. We didn't have too much of a problem last year just because we just grabbed whatever and it said best seats available and it happened to be floor and then we just went with it because, like, we were scared to release it and then if we release it, we won't get any tickets. But it was better last year because we could do a combo and there was no combo packs for this year, which I feel...
And the combo packs that Haley's talking about is, like, multiple days per one purchase, basically. So if you buy
day one and two together, this one you have to buy day one, two, and three all separate. You can't...
It's horrible. This is horrible. Also, like, I think I'd miss the prestige system, to be honest, because it comes with everything. So you don't have to worry about it. You just have everything. You pay premium, you pay top dollar, and you get everything. So the actual general sale where everyone will be funneled into getting tickets will be this Friday at noon. And then 2 p.m. is when they have the special packages, like the meet and greet A, which is like the high touch and all the other stuff. So that is another battle awaiting us.
Please wish us luck. All I want is day 3 for Stray
Well,
Kids.
Well, at least this time you can probably, most likely, purchase multiple tickets.
Yeah, you can.
So hopefully one or two of us from our friends group gets in and just goes and buys like, you know, for everyone. So that's what we're hoping for. I think Haley's obviously her main day is day 3.
Yeah.
You can guess who the heck is on day 3 that matters to her for that.
Stray Kids. And then, like, for day 1 and 2, I'll worry about that after.
Mine is day 1. And I want day 3, obviously, because Stray Kids is there. Mm-hmm. But day 1, I want to see Ive really bad. And Emmett is there.
Already, so
I do have it. So technically, that's fine. And let's see. I mean... Well, we'll see what happens. Hoping for the best for everyone that's, you know, that listens to this podcast and is trying to land some tickets. Mnet, you guys didn't even choose us anyways for, like, industry, so it doesn't even matter. So we're just saying how it is. It's getting worse and worse. Like, whoever thought of the system and whoever is in charge of this, it's horrible.
I feel like they always tweak it and then they change things and then it's like, why are you changing stuff that was, like, okay to begin with, and then you just make it more difficult every year? It's like, why take away the combo packages?
That was
because like, I had one of my friends and she was trying to get multiple days too, and then she was only able to get one ticket, and then like the other days were sold out. So like, what can you do? Because you only can choose one day at a time. So then now she's left with just hoping for general sales on Friday.
That's what a bunch of us are waiting for, basically. With that said, I guess we can move on from this damn sale process topic. And we can talk about some of the groups that will actually be at KCON. ATEEZ will be there. I know they're performing day 2 and, like, have the meet and greet day 3.
Yeah.
It's, like, kind of weird. It's, like, they're the only ones with a different, like, schedule.
Yeah.
Like, they're not doing the same thing in the same day. But the news on AT, so all A-Tinies here, I'm pretty sure, know about this, but they were the first boy group not from the Big Four. And we know who the Big Four is. Mm-hmm. Not from a Big Four agency to surpass over a million first week sales.
That's really good.
For the World Episode 2 Outlaw. Yeah, that was really, really good. So congrats to them because that's pretty awesome.
Their freaking song Bouncy is always in my head.
It's so catchy.
I just like the way that they're walking. I'm like, oh my God, I need Changbin to do that challenge with Ooyong.
I was just going to bring that up. I was going to say, I'm sure you're hoping your boy Changbin will be with
Ooyong. Because he's been doing all those different like dance challenges with all these different other idols. And then because I think AT's had a fan meet, like an in-person fan meet recently. And I saw that fan had asked Ooyong, like, can you please do a dance challenge with Changbin? And then Ooyong was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to ask him. And then she's like, can you do S-Class or Bouncy? So, like, she's already, like, put the idea in his head. So I'm hoping that he actually does ask Changbin.
Salute to her.
Yeah, I was like, thank you.
Planting the seed.
Yeah.
So
hopefully.
Hopefully within the next week, right?
Yeah.
And if anything, it's awesome because they're going to see each other at KCON, too. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be.
Hopefully.
I'm curious to see like what dream stages they have planned because there's still no other details and all that.
No, I don't know. I feel like it would be like a rookie group.
Possibly. Maybe. Or like, that's true because, well, then again, they had Le Sserafim for like
in Japan. Group.
I know, but like, that's true. Yeah. But yeah. Like the bigger ones. Mm-hmm. It's possible. Maybe IVE, but I think IVE already had theirs too.
Mm.
Maybe like, well, we'll see. We will find out. Also, I guess if we're talking KCON, ITZY. ITZY will be performing on Sunday, and they have a meet and greet also. ITZY will also be having their comeback very soon, June 19th.
Yeah, it feels like it's been a while. So, and
actually,
I was like,
isn't June 19th, it happened, right?
Did it?
Isn't it the 21st of this, when we're recording?
Oh, I think they did. I saw, like, I didn't watch their music video, though. I just saw the teaser.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't even, like, it was, like, out of nowhere. That's why I don't even think we had it, like, on the news. So, on our news last week. I'm actually surprised. I was like, wait a second. When I read June 19th, I was like, it's not like, I remember seeing
like
the number two
already.
In front.
Yeah,
so, it's a 6-song track list. I haven't listened to any of it yet, but I'm sure they'll be performing it at KCON, like, a couple of their title tracks.
Oh, yeah. I feel like a lot of the artists are going to be performing their new songs.
You'll be seeing S-Class again.
S-Class. And then ATEEZ will do Bouncy.
Again, the only time you've seen S-Class is when Twice did it, right?
Yes, that's right.
You'll see Bouncy. It's gonna be really cool.
Taemin. I wonder what songs he will do. All his solo songs. Maybe.
Hope Criminal and, you know, all that stuff. I think we talked about it last time, too. Yeah, so that's happening. And I guess since we're talking really quickly about comebacks, one of my main ones for me, obviously, NewJeans. They're going to have their EP album, Get Up, which is also a collaboration. Like, they're having an official one with the Powerpuff Girls.
It's so random, but it fits
like how they look. Like,
I feel
it fits the aesthetic.
I feel like NewJeans is just bringing back all these stuff that we were into in the 90s. Like,
that's
look at their style, the sound of their music. They're going to do like Powerpuff Girls.
The marketing is targeting our
demographic.
Yeah. Like literally our generation. Like this age generation, they know exactly what they're doing and they're doing a great job, obviously. It's going to be releasing July 21st, so we haven't missed that. And it's going to be a 6-song track list as well. And
new songs. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Did you know they even did a remix of the Zero song?
I heard it and it sounds really good.
I like the chorus. Like, yeah, like
it doesn't sound so robotic.
I wish this chorus was like the way for the remix was for the original one.
Right.
It would have been like perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, but I liked it a lot. It was really good. It just dropped, I think, yesterday. Mm-hmm. So if anyone wants to check that out too, it's on Spotify already, of course. And, I guess we could talk about, some Twice stuff because Jonghyun and Dubu, not long after I saw them, luckily, we had seen them already here in SoFi and at Oakland, they tested positive for COVID and they missed out, I think, a show or two.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm just thankful also that Jiho did not get COVID.
Yeah, because she kept touching people's signs.
I do not want to get blamed for that.
Yeah.
So good. I think they're already back too. I think they're in Dallas right now. And they're performing, and even like Jiho, Che, and Nayeon, they went to Six Flags
in Dallas.
Yeah.
So, I didn't even know that they had a Six Flags
there. There's multiple Six Flags around the country.
I thought it was a California thing.
What did you just say?
California? what the heck?
Sorry, I just coughing and choking on stuff I ate earlier.
What's wrong with that?
No, the way you're saying it is funny because it's like a...
California?
I could hear your accent. Your
why do you say California?
I could hear your Australian accent. Mixed with a little of your Filipino fob accent.
Wait, say it.
And then you also sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What the fuck?
California. That's what I heard.
How do you say it then?
California.
California.
No, California.
California.
Now you have like a southern. California, like a southern accent.
L.A.
Yes. Well, I technically L.A.
Yeah,
County.
Yeah,
LA.
Yeah.
So anyways, away from that rant. What else do we have here? Oh, yeah. Of course, another big news for Twice. Mi Samo, J-Line, Mina, Sana, Momo finally debuted and also debuted Marshmallow. And the music video was really good. I liked it a lot. The song is really good. Fua Fua time.
Fua Fua.
So I actually really liked it. I didn't listen to the whole album yet. But from what I liked, when I heard from the music video, I like. So... Me likey. Let's see. I think... Oh, we have some of the stuff about Blackpink. Blackpink, I think, is going to commence... or they're going to commence their break very soon. Oh, no, they're on it now. It says their break was started on June 17th. So they have, like, another... They need this, obviously, after
like
what happened to Jenny when she went off stage, remember?
Oh, that's true.
So they
yeah.
needed... This is a well-needed break for all of them. So they already had it. It was started after the second concert in Sydney, Australia. That ended a few days ago. And then obviously they're resting and chilling because they were seen also at Bruno Mars, which we will talk about a little bit more after this. They are scheduled to resume back on their tour July 15th. So they do have a hefty amount of time to at least kind of rest.
When is their encore here for L.A.?
Oh, is that August, I think?
Okay.
I think it's in August.
Oh, yeah, I think it is August.
So that's not too long after, like, they continue their actual tour. So that's
Does
pretty...
Does that mean they're done after that?
I hope
like
so.
They've been touring forever.
They're probably like, oh, shit, need a break. Well, they're getting a small one.
Mm-hmm.
Also, The Weeknd had confirmed on his Twitter that coming up on June 25th, which is only a few days away, he's going to be dropping a collab song or feature with Jenny.
Because of his...
That crazy ass show.
That show, Idol.
That sexy ass hot show, right? But yeah, I guess I'm curious because The Weeknd has good music. I like his...
He does.
For the most part, you know, the beats and everything. But like, we're going to see how he utilizes Jenny. Hopefully not the way he utilizes her as much in his show. And also some good news for Luna, because we had followed them a while back when all this that Luna drama was going on. But all 12 Luna members finally have left BlockBerry Creative.
They're free.
So the last five members, I remember we were saying they were kind of stuck. Well, the court had ruled them in their favor, so they're free.
Good. It better be in their favor. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so the decision was made after the court deemed there was an issue with the transferring of Luna's contracts to, because I guess they were moving them to some other Japanese agency for Universal Japan without the members' consent. So, you probably need to be consented for stuff like that. And let's see, before we move on to all of the boys groups, shall we talk about the Bruno Mars concert?
Yeah.
Because if you were in Korea and you went to the Bruno Mars concert, you were with a bunch of like huge K-pop idols and groups.
Yeah.
Watching Bruno Mars.
I feel like everyone. Like,
we're talking about this. This is insane.
Because I feel like everyone loves Bruno Mars.
Everyone does, especially in Korea, obviously.
Him and Justin Bieber.
him and the Biebs. I mean, shit, like. You know, they even like Tom Cruise.
Oh,
they love Tom Cruise
Styles.
And Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Harry Styles especially too. I was going to say Tom Cruise. Remember when they made him do the finger heart?
Yeah.
No, but man, this concert was lit. Like, it was insane how many like groups were there.
Right.
I guess we could start going down the list. Obviously, we brought up Blackpink. Rosie was there. I think they were all kind of, so we'll say it together, like when they're together and separate, like,
yeah,
like the, is the pairings. Rosie was there. Lisa was there, and I think she attended G Idol also.
Right.
Like, cuz I think she went to watch Minnie the same day.
Her best friend.
She probably was there for a little bit and left. Jennie was there. So maybe Jennie's feeling a lot better now.
It seems like it.
Yeri and Seulgi were together. Chu and Heejin. All of LeSserafim.
Yes.
All five members. There was even, like, I've seen a lot of videos, like, Yunjin, like, you know, being super American and westernized. She's, like, excited and going crazy.
I think this was the video that I sent where, like, Sakura, she was, like, filming with her phone, and then Bruno Mars, like, pointed her way, and she, like, freaked out. Did you see it on her story?
She screamed.
She's like, like, she got so excited. And it's funny because, like, I think someone made a TikTok, and then because, you know how a lot of K-pop idols say, like, oh, you should put down your phones, like, don't record.
Oh yeah, Jennie.
And I know
giving us shit about this.
I know Yunjun from TXT has said that before too. But then it's like, we see videos and they're all fucking filming Bruno Mars.
Doing the same exact shit that we do.
Fangirling, fanboying for Bruno Mars is like the same way that we do for them. I was like, hey, don't tell us to put our phones down if you can't even do it.
Can't they understand? They should understand
now. Exactly. That's why.
From our point of view and our perspective, it's like, we have to. What do you?
Because Jennie always gets mad. Just like, put down your phones. Like, why are you all filming? I want to see your faces. And then she's like filming Bruno Mars.
I was like, Jennie, you can see my face. I film with my phone like under my chin.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You could definitely.
It's
see
like
me.
We pay money to see them, and it's like I want to film it
so I can
look
watch it again
back on the memories. And because if I don't, I don't remember what happened.
Then this is
honestly
true. Honestly, like, to be honest, even with like what Haley just said, you'll remember like being there and like some certain moments,
yeah,
but you'll catch a lot of stuff like you didn't even realize happened.
Exactly. Because you're like looking at multiple places. Even though your phone is filming in one direction, your eyes are like going everywhere, like watching.
Especially
them
if
all.
You're watching a group with like, you know, 4+ members, right?
Yeah.
So like, to be honest, yeah, it's kind of like a must. Not just even for like social media posts, but just to watch
it
and enjoy it yourself back home. Let's see. After LeSserafim, we have Hyolyn. And then V, a.k.a. Tae.
Yep.
Tae
and his BFF,
his
PSJ.
PSJ and Tae always together.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, because he was separate because, you know, who else was there? RM was there.
Yeah, Namjoon went.
So Namjoon was there on his own. Like NCT, like Taeyong was there, like a bunch of was all of NCT there?
I don't know.
Almost?
I feel like there's like a huge group of them that went. And then Kyungsoo,
Shownu from Monsta X was there. 17. There was
a
lot of them.
There's quite a few members of them.
I remember seeing glimpses of Mingyu. I think Scoops was there. Scoops. Other members were probably there too. I wouldn't be surprised if
I don't remember.
Yeah,
but I remember
Dino,
seeing a lot of
maybe
them.
Maybe of course Hoshi would probably be there too.
Yeah.
TXT, all of TXT.
Yep,
they're all there. All of Treasure.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, the man himself, the legend,
who's not making albums, but he's going to Bruno Mars concerts. G-Dragon.
So GD is there.
Good and for him.
He's taking a break, Haley. He's taking a break from all the music he's making for you right now.
Okay. I'm hoping.
He's so busy that he needs to take a break from his cats and music.
Yes.
To get more inspired by Bruno Mars, by more music.
Every time I see him post a story on Instagram and it's not making music, I'm like, oh, gosh.
It's like, oh, there
that?
It is again. I think that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I should have plugged in the beginning. I just realized I didn't. But so for everyone that's still hanging in here, we're going to talk about obviously some BTS and some Stray Kids coming up next. But wherever you're tuning in, this is the Permission to Stand podcast. We are available on all platforms. And it would be nice if you give us a like, rating, subscribe. We appreciate it. I know some of you have actually done that, and just want to give you guys a shout out. Thank you very much for doing that for us.
Give us a 5-star.
Michelin. 5-star.
Mm-hmm.
5-star Michelin. Mm-hmm. Also, where can they check out some stuff, Haley?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permissionist and Podcast.
There is some videos there now.
Yeah.
There's some pictures even on Instagram. Yes, yeah. Twice. And Haley's been keeping up and going back and forth with a few people who are actually chatting with us mm-hmm. on Instagram, which is where you could mainly get a hold of us. So definitely check us out on Instagram as well. And with that said, I guess we could continue on because, well, I think I know who you're going to be starting with.
BTS.
Yes.
So, this makes sense, honestly. So it's said that the rest of the BTS members are to enlist before the end of 2023.
So that's what we have about 7 months left.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, they have to, because if they expect to come back as seven members in 2025, they have to start going now.
Who is when Super Junior went? Did they all go like individually, like staggered it?
Mostly,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that was kind of.
That's why it took them forever.
That's why it took
like,
a while
to regroup. Yeah.
So that means
this one for BTS, I think they're really just pushing them so they can come back in 2025, like they promised. Because I mean, Yoongi had even said like, "See you in 2025."
So Taekook is about due very soon for their stuff.
They have to drop their stuff, their solos first, and then after that, like who knows.
So we'll find out soon enough. But there you go. End of 2023, all the members should be shipped out.
And then Jin should be like coming back soon. It's like he'll be the first one back, obviously.
That's
because I think
it's already been
a year.
Has it really?
Almost, yeah. I mean, like he has a year left.
Yeah, he has a year left, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty crazy, though, to think that now we're here already.
One of my friends that I follow, she has like this countdown on like Instagram. And yeah, that's how I keep track. She's like 365 days left till Jin comes back or something like that. And I was like, oh, it's like a year already for him.
I mean, when it comes to Stray Kids, I wonder when they're going to start enlisting. It's going to be maybe a couple of years. But
it'll be still later because 17 has to go first.
Oh, yeah. They haven't even gone yet, right? No. None of the members. I think, but for 17, I don't think Joshua and Vernon.
And then the 8
they have
in
to
June.
Go. Oh, that's right. The 8 in June.
Because they're Chinese. And then Vernon and Joshua are American.
Yeah. So it's instead of 2-1, it's going to be 11-4.
Yeah.
Or -7?
What?
11-7 equals 4 because there's 4 left.
And then, for Stray Kids, I'm pretty sure Bang Chan and Felix won't have to go if they still have their Australian citizenship.
That's true. And the Aussies.
Because they were born in Australia. I'm hoping that they kept that and then didn't.
Well, that means you have a lot more of lives with Felix explaining and talking about stuff.
I'm so
how exciting.
I know we talked about that last time. He's live. He's mukbang.
Oh boy, the way he describes stuff. We will talk more about
in
Felix
English.
Soon. Oh my god, like this dude. BTS. Also, about the Festa fireworks.
Yeah, so like for their 10-year anniversary, their Festa celebration has still been ongoing. And then they actually had fireworks for them in Korea, and it lasted 30 minutes. I don't know if you saw, I think I sent you some of the
30
clips.
30 minutes is pretty good. That's like almost That's like a Disney, lot. Right? That's
yeah.
like a Disney Disneyland show.
But then they did it, the fireworks, to like their songs, of course. And then like the fireworks that they had was really cool because like it would spell out
it.
BTS.
Ooh.
And then they'd have like hearts and like it was like those ones where you see that are computerized, but this one wasn't computerized. They had like so many fireworks going off at one time that the whole sky was just like filled with it. It was pretty crazy. And then I guess if you were in Seoul at that time, you got to see it.
Oh, was it just randomly in the city somewhere?
I don't know exactly where it was, but then I've seen like people's videos and stuff, and then it was like over the water.
Oh
yeah,
that's pretty cool. Well, like you said, like I don't know, like I'm trying to imagine in my head. That's crazy that like they like we see all these like computer animated, but now like you said, like it can actually spell BTS. Like they're like how complicated a lot of these fireworks are these days.
Yeah, I know. Like, I know. How, like Disney sometimes has like those smiley faces and the Mickey. But then this one like actually looked really good. Like it wasn't lopsided.
Ooh,
like...
throwing shade to Disneyland.
I don't know, because maybe it was windy for Disney.
And the smiley face looked like a frown.
Yeah.
What else is? You said that there's a...
Yeah, during this Festa thing, they... So Namjoon was the only one present.
That's
because
crazy.
Everyone else was somewhere else. I think Tae was in Paris. Jungkook was in, like, New York. Like, they were just everywhere. Yoongi's still on his tour. I don't know where Jimin is, but...
Hiding.
But, no, he was... I mean, he was there through voice. But then, like, yeah, Namjoon was the only one there that was physically in person for the Festa. And then... So
he performed, right?
He did perform. He performed Wildflower.
Which is perfect. Mm-hmm. That's like the perfect time
for
him because of the fireworks. And like literally was what's her name?
No, it was just him.
Because like she says flowerwork, right?
Yeah.
So it's like the perfect song for that type of event. So that's cool.
And then so Jungkook, Taehyung, and then Jimin did calls because Namjoon did this like on air like radio voice thing, so like the people in the audience could hear the other members. And then Yoongi even he sent like a video for the fans too that he had recorded. So like I mean they were all there except for obviously Jin and Hobi,
right?
But it was funny because when Jungkook called Namjoon, he was trolling him. And then because he's like, you don't know who this is. You don't know whose voice this is. You can't recognize it. And Namjoon like had no idea that it was Jungkook. And then Jungkook started singing. And he's like, oh.
Oh my. Are you serious?
Yeah. I don't know why he couldn't recognize his voice. I think he was trolling. Because then Namjoon was like, am I older than you? And then Jungkook was like, yeah, like you're older than me and stuff like that. Like he couldn't guess
who it was.
And then Tae also, he called too, but I think because like their time difference, I think he was in Paris.
That's true. Yeah, possibly.
But it was, he had just woke up and it really sounded like he just woke up. And he even says like, I just woke up, you know? So like his voice is all
it's like,
weird.
It's that raspy like... deep voice, even deeper voice when you like wake up.
And then I guess when Taehyung was in Paris, he got a caricature drawing done.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh god, how did it?
It was so funny too because
I wish it was the same as like the ones like remember in Hawaii that crazy TikTok one where they make him really really ugly and bad.
It's not as ugly as that, but it was very like you know.
Well, it's a caricature.
Yeah. Yes. So, like, it looked exaggerated, of course. But then what was crazy, Chris and David were in Paris as well.
Oh, okay.
And they said that they were at that spot maybe, like, a few days before Tae.
Oh, that's pretty wild.
Did the caricature. Yeah. And he's like, damn it, we were there.
They're so close. It's a few days away.
Yeah. But, so... What was cool is that when Tae came back from Paris and was like, you know, all the fans are waiting for him in the airport in Korea, he handed the caricature drawing to a fan, just like a random fan.
Did he really?
Yeah, so he gave it away.
How crazy is that?
I know. She, like, her face, because people had videos of her, and she was, like, shook. She was like, like, oh, my God. Like, she couldn't even believe it, because he just walked up to her and just handed it to her. He was like, here you go. So that was pretty cool.
Tae doing Tae things. That makes sense.
That's it for BTS.
So I think that must mean we are coming close to the end.
Yes.
But that also means
Stray Kids. Yeah.
Well, you said Stray Kids so early, so I'm just going to leave it there. Sure.
So their music videos for Get Lit and Top Line dropped within like the past... I mean, Top Line dropped just today, and then Get Lit was like a couple of days ago.
I'm surprised you didn't force me, or not even force me. I would watch it too, but I didn't even know.
Oh, we can watch it later after this.
Oh, never mind. I'm good.
So I can... What? I can watch it on the big screen.
I guess.
Yes.
Pity watcher.
Shut the hell up. But, yeah, so we can watch both of those. And then, because... It's crazy, okay? Because everyone has been waiting for Cowboy Changbin in Top Line, because they did like a preview of it, and so like everyone knows that he's gonna be wearing like the cowboy hat and everything.
He's gonna be part of Unforgiven, right?
Yeah, I wish. Did he do that dance? No, he didn't do that dance.
He did do the dance.
Not Unforgiven.
Yeah, didn't he do it with Sakura and Chaewon?
I thought that was boom, boom, boom.
Oh, you. I don't remember anymore. It's all cloudy.
That was he didn't do Unforgiven. Eve, the psych,
and
the, yeah,
and Bluebeard's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, he didn't do that one.
I'm gonna look it up. Go ahead, keep talking.
But so like it was funny because like a lot of my friends who don't even simp or stan Changbin, they're like, I'm sorry, Haley, I'm gonna be looking at your man because Cowboy Changbin is like got me in a chokehold. He looks so good. You guys have to check out the video. Tiger JK is also in it as well. He got like a huge chunk of like verse. Like he got a whole verse in their song. And what else? Oh, so because we mentioned anime. Are you still looking at it?
Yeah, I was looking at it. Sorry. Anime, yes. See, so, I didn't lie. There's going to be anime.
So, as you know, in Top Line, did we mention this before? Like, when the preview came out?
I think we talked about how they're weebs, because they incorporated some anime stuff. But I don't know if we talked specifically the anime references.
I feel like I remember. I don't know. Maybe. You guys can tell us. You guys listen to our podcast and can remember. But there's a lot of One Piece references in Top Line. So, one of them is that manga cover. They have them, the members, drawn as the Marine Admirals sitting down. And if you're a One Piece fan, you know exactly what picture I'm talking about.
You know, yeah, 100% you know.
So, like, I still wish that they would drop that artwork so I can print it and put it on our One Piece shrine, because it would be Stray Kids.
Really? We're going to do that? That'd be kind of cool.
But like, put they them haven't in the released the art, so, like, I can't get it anywhere. I can only see it in the music video, and it's so freaking small. But they also mention Grand Line and Red Line in their lyrics, which is,
if you are a One Piece fan,
you fucking know. These guys are weebs and huge fans of One Piece, which we appreciate because, obviously, One Piece is one of our favorite animes.
As we do have a shrine in the corner of our living room.
So did One you Piece. See it? It's not Unforgiven.
No, it was the other one. And then the other one I was looking is this one. And this was not even...
With NMIC.
That is NMIC. Yeah. It's like, I don't know why that even showed up.
So,
Well, Cowboy Changbin, hopefully.
I don't know, because they're done with their promotions. Yeah, I wish they would promote Top Line.
Promo was done also for Unforgiven, too. Like, it's been a... That's why they're doing the Eve's Psych.
The boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
Boom, boom, dollar.
So... So NBC K-pop, this was like really random. They had an episode of Stray Kids singing karaoke, and it was really enjoyable to watch because I got a lot of Changbin singing.
Oh yeah, I did see some of this.
Yeah, so they
need more Changbin singing.
Honestly, he's really good vocal wise. Like they need to utilize his singing voice more. I know he's a really, really good rapper, obviously, but his singing voice is really pretty.
Like, he sounds like Taeyang.
Yeah.
Like, from Big Bang.
So, him and Changmin and Chani, they sang Eyes, Nose, and Lips by Taeyang.
Yes.
I really want an official cover by them. Because you know how Stray Kids sometimes covers, like, other songs, and then they put it up on their Skiz records.
That'd be so good.
Or Skiz player.
They need to do this cover.
Because, you know, Seungmin has done a lot of Justin Bieber songs. It's like, I wish that they could actually do this Eyes, Nose, Lips by Taeyang.
Because Eyes, Nose, Lips is just so... I feel like it's... Isn't that one of the legendary K-pop songs
back
in the day?
Yeah, it is. And then they obviously, I mean, we all know that Changbin loves Taeyang. Like, he looks up to him a lot. And then I guess...
sounds like him, apparently, now.
I guess even since, like, before in 2018 and then 2019. Like, every year there's been, like, an instance where Changbin and Chani have sang this song. So it's, like, their
song.
They
love Taeyang. And then, like, for anyone not familiar with the Taeyang we're talking about, okay, if you're not going that way back, we're talking about Taeyang, the one that sang Seung. With Lisa, that Taeyong.
Also with Jimin,
and then
too.
Jimin, yeah.
So, I mean, he's obviously...
Got that vibe, right?
Yes, he's got that vibe.
Gen 4 of soloists. Oh, yeah. Taeyong.
And then Han, Lino, and Changbin did Hype Boy.
Thank God.
They did the whole song, and it was so funny because at first it was Changbin and Lino singing, and then Han was just like in the karaoke booth. And then as soon as the chorus was going to hit, Changbin like shoved the mic into Han and was like, okay, you sing. And then he ran outside, and then he wanted to dance
the chorus, and he
was dancing it with Hyunjin. He got so excited.
Oh my God. I didn't watch this one, but I want to watch this part.
You should watch it. It's a really short video. It's like 10 minutes. And then... also, So Changbin, I guess he really likes karaoke because he was doing all the songs.
Changbin definitely looks like the type to love karaoke and like dance all this shit.
So he was with IN, and then they did Heartbeat by 2PM. So all the OG 2PM fans know exactly what song this is.
Oh boy.
But he did his own rendition. So like IN sang most of it. And he was really good because he was doing like the whole freaking rap verse and like he was going at it. And freaking then like Ian, the other members were doing that iconic zombie puppet dance.
Oh shit, I think I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so funny because they were all dancing outside the karaoke booth. And then Changbin went back inside and then he's like, listen to my heart to beat too. Like he
was
being
all he wanted. I get it. We have our friends from karaoke that want specific parts, right?
Yeah, so he was singing that. So that's... it's a really short video, but like the whole time I was just like cracking up because they're so funny. And then what else? Oh, I feel like this is all about Changbin, but I feel like he's been the most active.
He is. I feel like it too. Like I've been seeing him doing a lot of stuff and like, which one are you going to talk about for him?
He's doing all the dance challenges with all the different idols.
He's the only one I see from Stray Kids.
Besides Felix, he did one with Taeyong from NCT.
Oh, that's right.
But that was it. All the rest have been Changbin.
Any Stray Kids dance challenge that is Changbin. Most, like 99%.
So recently, like since our last recording, he did S-Class with Dino from... 17,
yeah.
He did it with Yeonjun as well.
Yes.
And then he also did
TXT.
Queen Card.
Oh, yeah, with Soyeon, right?
And she also did S-Class with
him as well.
That
was pretty good, too.
Yeah, that was so cool to see. And then he also did... they did each other's dances, like S-Class, and then the boom, boom, boom,
yes,
boom.
Yes, Haley, the Psyche, the Eve, and the Bluebeard's wife.
So he did it with Le Sserafim, Sakura, and Chaewon. And then he also did S-Class with Chaeryeong's ITZY.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. I remember seeing Chaeryeong doing that one, too.
Yeah, so, like, I feel like it's just Changbin.
He's the diplomat. For Stray Kids right
now. He's the only one that does all the dance challenges. I've never seen, like, maybe some Felix. Hyunjin has done it sometimes as well. But for the most part, it's Changbin.
I'm hoping that there's going to be some interesting stuff happening at KCON when we see them again.
I hope. I mean, they're usually going to be with, like, all these other artists. Hopefully they film more dance challenges.
Okay, so the thing is, with KCON last year, they were added last minute. And they only came in and flew in, like, just to perform as a special guest on the last day. This time they're kind of like here, right? So I wonder if they'll take the floor like in the actual convention center.
See, but here's the thing. Because they're flying from Japan.
No, I remember they're still flying from Japan. That's why they're on the last day.
I don't know if they're going to actually... because they don't have a meet and greet. So I don't know if they're actually going to be there the day or just like showing up
like
for the
same
concert.
Exact thing like last year.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Because I feel like their schedule is so friggin' busy. It's just like they'll just turn up for the concert. Because like even last year, Lino was like for his he was emceeing and then he flew in that day.
Oh, that's right. We saw Lino on the side of the stage and like just waiting to like get dressed and come in.
That's why I was like, man. So like, I mean, I'm happy that they're still gonna be at KCON, but at the same time I was like, dude, they're like doing a concert, like a dome tour in Japan at the same time. So
and that's wild, like literally like a day after, right? Or two.
Yeah, exactly.
So they need to get acclimated to the time. They're gonna be jet lagged like fuck, like a lot. So we'll see. I mean, that means there's a chance for like a lot of other groups and to perform in the middle area. I'm excited for that too, because I mean, we didn't know about that stuff when like last year, because they change how they do everything every year.
They do.
And then I think last year was like one of the best ones where they kind of incorporated more of the groups to be part of the actual convention.
Yeah.
Before, it's just like literally you only see them when they're performing. Like, you'll see them walking through, but they're actually doing their own performances in the convention first, too.
Actually, like in the very, very early on K-Cons, they did have the ones at the convention where they'd perform. Because like even in BTS before, they were in the middle and then they did like an interview. The one where like, I don't know, you've probably seen it. The one where Namjoon was talking about Hawaii.
That was there?
That was K-Con.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
okay.
So I'm saying, like, they've kept some aspects of it.
Because I'm trying to remember, like, you remember when we went, like, was it 2017 or something? It didn't seem like it. It seemed more like, you know, like, vendors and stuff. Or was it 2018?
2017, I think. Yeah, 2017.
When you went to watch with my sister. 2017. So, yeah. Like, it seemed like a lot different already from then.
Yeah.
Like, in a good way. Like, it's going back to, I guess, how it was.
Right. Yeah, but then, like, before, you didn't even need any tickets. It was just, like, set up, and then if you happen to be in that place at the right time, you'll see them.
We get lucky. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how it was also last year-ish.
Oh, that's
year-ish.
True. Yeah. Because,
like, there's so many different... There's, like, three different random, like, stages. There's, like, that event
thing. The one
thing
with the
in
selfies.
The selfie thing on, like, the left corner. In the middle was, like, that, you know, that 360... Like
square stage.
Yeah. And the back right is like where they kind of interview.
And the square stage is also where they did like the, the dream stage auditions as well.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I remember the one with ITZY.
So that, I mean, we'll see what happens, but I'm hoping for the best. And at least now we know. So if you're not even, sometimes you need to just sometimes like just pay attention to the program too, but also sometimes like you have to kind of like, really predict it and like really look ahead, because I know people will probably be camping out for GA too for the concert, so you'll miss a ton of stuff though.
Yeah,
inside.
That's
so
true.
That's like.
But I think they give you a wristband.
Oh, like what they did?
Last
I think that's what
year.
They did last year, right?
Yeah.
So
you
what?
Can
we
have
still
freedom.
Have to go early then to do
well,
all that
we
shit?
Didn't.
I know we didn't.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think I kind of want it for day one. Not gonna lie.
Okay, bye. Because
well,
I mean,
I'm think
not going
you're
for
the floor. Yeah, so I guess it doesn't matter.
I mean,
you.
We'll see because we haven't got tickets yet. I mean, I haven't got tickets for day one yet, but we'll keep you posted. And then, so they also had a Lotte duty free concert. I don't know if you knew about that. Recently, there was a lot of groups that attended. Did you see any?
Was
of it
in Japan? The Lotte one? Because no. Lotte is like another.
No, it was in Korea.
It was in Korea too.
Because Lotte World is like Korea.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. I was just thinking of the Lotte chocolate shops like in Japan when we're at the airport.
Oh, no. So Stray Kids, they attended Lotte. It. They did four of their songs. They did S-Class, God's Menu, Domino, and Backdoor. Like back to back.
Damn, the stamina you need for that.
They were sweaty. Especially Hyunjin. But other idols
Hyunjin for sure. Probably soaked.
Yeah, he was. It looked like he had showered. and then other idols that were there were Stacey, Aespa, NCT Dream, ITZY, and Enhypen.
Holy shit, that's a good lineup,
and
too.
And then so, like, there, someone had recorded all of it. I don't know if it's official or not, but that's how I watched Stray Kids one. If you just put it in, they had recorded every group, so you can watch their whole performance there.
Really?
Like, if you just
for, like, all
YouTube.
The different groups, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they had
Maybe
Aespa, and then ITZY. They had all of them, actually. But I had only watched the Stray Kids one.
Okay, so I think I want to check that out, actually, later tonight.
And that's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Wow. We're actually giving everyone a little bit of time to themselves, because I feel like this is one of the few times where it's, like, a lot shorter.
Yeah.
Also, next week, because...
Still, like, almost 50 minutes.
Almost. But compared to our usual, like, almost
an hour.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, next week, we will have some more info and details about, you know, the results of, like...
K-Con.
Mm-hmm. And see how the heck, like, what happened with that. I think... and we'll talk about it, too, more, but Anime Expo is coming up here.
Yeah,
so we'll
like
be really...
Weeks.
Well,
is it 2 weeks?
It's next weekend. Less than 2 weeks. It's like less than a week and a half.
Oh, my God.
So that's going to happen very soon. One of the days will... I wonder if... Are any of you going to K-Con?
Anime Expo.
Yeah. Are any of you going to Anime Expo? If you are...
message us.
Let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, because we might karaoke. Actually, no. We will karaoke. I don't know what night. Shit. Can you imagine?
Listen to my heart.
Hey, no. That we might... it's Anime Expo. That means we might run into Tablo.
Oh, yeah. He said he goes there.
So Tablo from Epic High had told us that he goes daughter. Anime Expo with Haru. His daughter. With and also, was it Mithra that goes with him?
I think so.
So I think Mithra might be there.
Are they touring? No, they're not anymore.
No, I don't think so. Okay. Which reminds me, I want to put up this sign, like a poster.
Yeah, yeah.
We still have it. We haven't put it up. So I need to go Michael's very soon for all our frames needs.
Yes.
So
only when there's a discount.
Only when there's a
coupon. Yeah.
Coupon codes like every week. That's the only time I buy from Michael's.
40% off.
Yes. Well, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Mostly it's like 20. Oh. I'll take it. 20, 25. So yeah, obviously you can tell we're just ranting now. But so thank you everyone for joining us. This is the Permission to Stand podcast where every Thursday you could tune in here. We're available on all platforms, all K-pop talk, sometimes some anime, and obviously a sprinkle of Genshin, most likely Honkai Star Rail, because also those two will have big booths at Anime Expo too. So
next
week we'll actually have a lot of this stuff that I promise that we talk about, yeah. But it's like,
because I'm gonna try and cosplay from Honkai Star Rail, and I'm doing One Piece as well.
Yes, and hopefully all our outfits and everything comes in time. By that. Yeah.
Fuck.
With that said, where can they check us out, Haley, and what can they see? Where they at these places that you tell them to check out?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast, where you can see a lot of Twice videos on TikTok at the moment.
HD.
HD.
Because thank goodness for TikTok holding like the quality pretty high.
Yeah.
Actually, Instagram has been getting... Oh, it's like random. It's like hit or miss.
Yeah. I've noticed that it's been better.
So, yeah. So, thank you everyone for joining us. As always, wherever you are in the world, everyone take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.